Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. There's a lot of news out there. We can't spend all our time talking to someone about it. Sometimes we just got to tell it to you, and you got to listen. This is the compact between the two of us. You shall be the listener, and we shall, at this moment, we shall ramble. Joining me in, returning world champion, editor Trish McKinney, and her challenger, a housewife from Yorba Linda, California, senior producer Matt Martinez.
Good to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello. I will start. I'll show you how it's done, and you learn from my mistakes. Marijuana is more potent than it has been in 30 years, the White House says.
How much more potent is it?
I was wondering what the heck's the White House doing testing marijuana, but okay. I'll listen to them. They're like, wow, that Scott McClellan must be on some strong stuff.
I actually got to trust him.
Yeah. The potency is measured in the average amount of THC, which stands for Tender Hugs and Care, found in samples seized by law enforcement agencies from 1975 through 2007. The latest analysis shows that the average amount of THC reached 9.6% in 2007, compared with 8.75% the year before. Wow, that's a fairly large increase if you are drug-addled and couldn't do the math. The White House Office of National Drug Control Policy chalked it up to sophisticated growing techniques. Or it could be that younger kids somehow, who might they have learned it from?
Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
Oh, it's not your brain on drugs, but it's a pretty big touchstone for those of our generation.
It really
is. Well, because I heard somewhere they were saying that they want to put this information out so parents wouldn't think that pot was just as benign as it was back in the 70s.
Right. They're marketing to parents who maybe had experience where they smoked pot, and they're like, oh, it's not so bad. White House message, it's much worse.
All right, can
it's
we
brain
stop
addling.
Talking about pot and talk about Jesus, please? Archaeologists may have found the world's oldest Christian church in Riab, a city in northern Jordan. They're testing to confirm whether the church dates back to sometime between 33 AD to 70 AD, and if the dates check out, then they'll have found the earliest known place of Christian worship by around 200 years. Hmm. And so, yeah, the archaeologists say they have evidence, hard evidence, that the church sheltered the 70 disciples of Jesus Christ. But there are a lot of skeptics saying, really? Both academics in the U.S. and the folks online in biblical chat rooms,
okay,
which
so
we are
two,
all over.
Two groups of experts.
Yes,
there.
Two groups of experts.
Experts who know how to do carbon dating and a guy in a biblical chat room.
Exactly.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I guess my question is, where do they think the Christians worshipped, if not in churches 33 years after?
Obviously, biblical chat rooms.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
yeah.
God.
Well,
they just couldn't find churches. Maybe they were.
Well, they think this
together.
Whole thing was made up just to boost Riab's tourism status, and we'll just have to wait and see.
I guess I'll have to cancel my tickets.
There you go.
Okay, so Katherine Heigl, she's that actress from Knocked Up, the movie, but also she's from Grey's Anatomy, and she won an Emmy last year for playing a Best Supporting Actress on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, she is apparently deciding not to submit her name for consideration for an Emmy. It seems a little passive-aggressive to me. Apparently, she talked to L.A. Times columnist Tom O'Neill. We've had him on the show a few times. He asked her why she's not putting her name under consideration, and she told him, quote, "I did not feel that I was given the material this season to warrant an Emmy nomination, and in an effort to maintain the integrity of the Academy organization, I withdrew my name from contention." So she's really doing it for the Emmys.
Passive aggressive.
Protect them.
Now,
from her.
Is this sort
bad
of is this sort of like
her
a
lack of screen time?
Is this like a pro writer strike kind of comment, or she just didn't like the scripts this year?
Well, according to the story that I read, it's perceived as a swipe at the producers for just yanking her profile on the show, which maybe, I don't know, you know that whole thing, she kind of took sides with the guy who was outed
being
gay.
Right.
So I don't know if
I thought they all did, and, you know,
well,
yelled
she
at
did
Isaiah
more.
Washington.
She did more publicly than others.
Yeah,
so.
She was more
it's a
indignant
whole rigmarole
about the whole thing. Google co-founder.
I just choose what TV I watch based on who won the Best Supporting Actress Emmy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. Google co-founder Sergey Brin put down $5 million as a down payment to go into space, and it's really just a down payment. The total cost is like $35 million. And he's worth $18.7 billion. Yeah. And he'll go into space
company. Say billion dollars, don't you have to do the, that's billion dollars.
Billion.
He's going to go into space with a Virginia company called Space Adventures. They're collecting $5 million from people who want to be in their orbital mission Explorers Club. And the money pays for the company to launch its first private mission to the International Space Station. He'll become the latest in the long line of people with lots of money who want to be shot into space. You know, because there's Lance Bass. We had the Lance Bass from NSYNC.
Yeah, but I don't think he made it to space. He just wanted to
no,
go.
No, he never got there. There was Richard Branson with
Virgin, like the thing, the plane that goes up.
And exactly.
Space-ish. Yes. The Vomit Comet, was that what he was on?
I don't know.
It was something designed by Virgin Airlines.
It was that guy Dennis Tito.
But there are lots of rich people who should go into space. I don't know. Maybe we put a thread on the blog and people can tell us which rich people we want to shoot into space.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, $35 million, which is how much it'll cost. And if he has $18 billion with a B, that's 1/500th. So if you, like Matt, I know you're worth $500,000, that would be like $1,000 to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Brian Park.
How do you know?